Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, today is the 12th of the month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we always talk about the wisdom moment. And today's wisdom moment is coming from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. Chapter 12, verse 1. We need wisdom. Right now, what you're looking at right now in America, it's just a lack of wisdom. I mean, there's some pretty, pretty smart people, but they're not wise,
mm-hmm.
you know, and wisdom is crying in the streets. Proverbs 1 says, she's crying in the streets, and you can just see her crying in the streets, but so many people are ignoring the voice of wisdom. And right. It doesn't end well when you know, it seems good for a season, but at the mm-hmm. very end, it just doesn't end well. And you can do that by washing yourself with a word of wisdom from taking Proverbs. Read one chapter a day. In addition to whatever else you're doing, or listen to it, just put it on some sort of audio device and just let it wash over you. So if it's the first of the month, listen to chapter one. If it's the second of the month, listen to chapter two, because it's 31 chapters. So it kind of fits with the longest month, and you could do a couple if you're in a short month. So Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1 reads, whoever loves discipline, loves knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid. You know, can you believe that? It's like, wow. Isn't that wild? Yeah.
Imagine that.
Imagine that, you know. And so, I mean, the Bible's calling people stupid. Of course, stupid means, you know, not, you know, stupid. Stupid is what stupid
does. I was thinking the same.
Yeah. And so, but first of all, let's get discipline. What is discipline? Do we love discipline, you know? And whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. And discipline is defined as the practice of training people to obey rules, behavior modification. For example, godly discipline is helping people modify their behavior to follow God's ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're raising your children up and you use godly discipline on them. The purpose of it is not to get retribution for something. The purpose of it is in hopes that they would change their ways and go in the way that God would want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. You go to military training school, you know, go to boot camp, we call it, and they're going to discipline you. Mm-hmm. And their goal is to take you from a pile of mush, a pile of what you thought you were.
All right.
And then convert you to somebody who's disciplined, who has been trained to obey rules, and to modify your behavior to line up with what the military is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, you know, in Hebrews 12, 5 through 11, he talks about it. It says, have you forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons? You know, this is a family.
Mm-hmm.
God is our father. Jesus is not only our Lord and our Savior, but he's our eldest brother. He's the first one born into the family of God. As a man and as all God, you know, but he did it perfectly, and because he did it, now we can enter in. So we're family. And so you are a son of God. And he's talking here about sons and daughters. You're the offspring of God. And so he's saying, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've made him the Lord of your life, you know, that is who your father is, Father God. And we are joint heirs. We're heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So everything that is God's because of Jesus, we get from God with Jesus. That's huge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's called family.
Yeah.
Right? And so he says, and have you forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons? My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Oh my goodness. The Lord's discipline. And do not lose heart when he rebukes you. I mean, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, you know, God speaks and gives you, maybe in a dream, maybe through your authority, who you're in relationship with, and it could be just somebody you don't even know, but when they deliver that word, it's just like, bam, you know, that's God.
Yeah,
oh, that
yeah.
is so God. And he said, don't lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. You know, discipline is going under, you know, vigorous training to learn how to obey. And so God is teaching us obedience, which is love. That's how we love God. Although Jesus was the Son of God, he learned obedience from discipline. He learned obedience from what he suffered. You know, and he cried out to the one who could save him from death. And in that, you know, once he walked through that, he became a source of eternal life. And God wants to make you a source under his Son, Jesus Christ, to help other people. And you'll never become a source for anybody until you're willing to understand the disciplines of God.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And so he says, don't lose heart because of this, because the Lord, he says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone. He accepts his sons. He says, don't do that. And you go, okay, I'm not going to do that. Then he says, endure hardship as discipline. So when people are going, you know, when people are, you're hearing messages like SOS, the Tale of Two Kings, and VFN TV talking about, you know, where we are in the context of America prophetically. When you hear, you know, is America under judgment, which is also available on VFN TV. When you hear about the Elijah storm, I mean, you hear, what you're really hearing about is hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Hardship is coming, but what you're, when you get the right perspective, is the love of God. God loves us enough not to let us go to hell.
Yeah, he does.
He loves us enough to take things from us, so the very thing that we refuse to let go of wouldn't be our God, and we would turn to him. He loves us enough to do, to allow things to happen to us that causes us to limp, so that the thorn in our flesh, you know, will keep us from getting prideful and losing the very thing. You know, preaching the same, you know, preaching a kingdom that you yourself won't enter into. And many people did that. In Matthew chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, endure hardship as discipline, because God's treating you as a son. For what son is not disciplined by his father? And if you are disciplined, if you are not disciplined, he says, and everyone undergoes discipline. Mm-hmm. So don't, it's not unique to anybody. Now, many people misunderstand it. They say, I need therapy because I'm going through hardship. It says, no, you just need faith to realize that God's going to, he can pull you through anything if you can stand the pull.
Right.
If you're not measuring where you are based off other people and understanding this is a thing between you and God. So this is your love for God. He says, and if you don't undergo discipline, everyone undergoes discipline. He says, then you are an illegitimate, you're illegitimate children and not a true son. So in other words, if you don't get it, if you don't let it apply to you, you're not a son.
Right.
You know, and the enemy is really, I mean, it is so rampant. I really believe the reason why America, you know, our government and our agencies that we're funding, that we need to unfund until they get it right, is the way they are right now about discipline is because the church has left discipline. We've left understanding how God loves on us and gets us to a place of obedience, you know, and so the church doesn't forego, it diverts from discipline, and now the world has got discipline upside down. So anytime you apply discipline, the world looks at it as a negative thing. Well, I think the church, I've seen a lot of people in the church, you know, do the very same thing, that they don't want to be confronted about something, they're not willing to change. And it's like we all have to be moldable, and you know, it's pretty neat how it works. You know, God does an awesome work, a powerful, authentic work. Many people get born in again in the kingdom, fall in love with him, but then he begins again and does another work. And it's almost always the old move of God always fights against the new move of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's at what point will we not
when you get it?
When will we not get it? It's like, come on, you know, we got to be open to what God is doing. You know, when I think about, you know, Charles Seymour with the Azusa Street Revival, that, you know, he was, I think it was Parnham, was a spiritual father to him, and he trained him up. And then, you know, Charles Seymour became desperate for a move of God by himself in California in Azusa Street. And God began to move powerfully. And many things today are happening because one man was desperate for that. And you can find out more about that in studying about his life. But his spiritual father, you know, went across the street and opened up another ministry that everybody that came out of his building, you know, he had deliverance for the people that came out. It's like, because people are getting filled with the Spirit, people are being baptized, and they would get a dialect. And in the dialect they would get, they were just sending them, say, that sounds Mandarin. You're going to go to China. You know? And they would say, you know, that sounds Spanish. You're going to go to Mexico. I mean, they were just sending missionaries all around the place, you know.
Wow.
And we have some stories about that where, you know, a man shows up in Germany and his interpreter didn't show up. And all of a sudden, God just touched him at that moment. And he began to speak not only fluent German, but the dialect of that particular people. And, you know, God can do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, come on. He can do anything. But then he says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as a son, for what son doesn't is not disciplined. And he goes on to say, moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to God, our fathers, the father of our spirits, and live? You think about it. He said that if we don't undergo discipline, then we're not sons. How much more should we submit to that discipline? Because he's teaching us obedience. Are we going to walk in blatant disobedience to God and think that it's all going to end well?
Mm-hmm.
When God's going left, 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 we go, no. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, don't think it's going to work, you know, because Jesus is not your shepherd. He's not your Lord. To you, he's a good idea.
Right.
I'm a get out of hell free card, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it works. But, you know, Jesus' word contradicts that. It says, how much more should we submit to the Father of our spirit and live? Our Father disciplines us for a little while as he sees best, but God disciplines us for our good that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace from those who have been trained by it. So there it is. When you think about it, he says, whoever loves discipline, this is the moment of wisdom, loves knowledge. We understand God. It's like, you know, it's not like, you know, somebody, they say, you know, may I have another? I mean, we don't ask for it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's plenty of, if you pay attention, there's plenty of opportunities. If you're obeying God,
mm-hmm.
you'll find areas of you that need discipline, and God will help you with that. You know, and working with people,
he will oblige you,
right? But then he says, people who have a wrong perspective of this,
mm-hmm.
who, and you may have been listening to, you know, Dr. Spock, right? Is it Spock? I mean, it's been a while. Johnson & Johnson. There was one particular guy that wrote a book in the 60s that everybody started going with his way of raising kids. And it was just an all carnal, secular way of looking at things. And outcome-based education, just kind of go with the flow of the kid. Well, the flow of the kid is like sin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, flee youthful lust, he talks about. And so discipline. And so, but he says, he who hates discipline, or he who hates correction, because obviously discipline is correction,
mm-hmm.
is stupid.
Right.
It's a stupid thing, and it doesn't end well
mm-hmm.
when we go, you know, I don't want to do that. Or, you know, that hurts too much, or it's going to cost me too much, or the wine factor. They say, you know, that you know, a lot of believers don't drink wine, but they definitely do wine because they don't understand that that's God.
Right.
You know, you get to a point sometimes that you get tired of hearing yourself complain. Mm-hmm. It's like, why not just do what God wants you to do? You may find out that the world has been waiting on you.
Wow.
Amen?
Amen.
Well, today's word of wisdom is Proverbs 12:11. Whoever loves discipline, loves knowledge. But whoever hates correction is stupid.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.